Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. In a day that had been years in the making, Dak Prescott finally made it official when he signed his new four-year contract with the Cowboys yesterday, worth up to $160 million. That contract also includes a $66 million signing bonus, the largest in NFL history. However, leading up to this moment was speculation that Dak would have to play another year under the franchise tag, or perhaps even for another team. When Dak spoke with reporters after inking the new deal, leaving was never an option.
I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan. Never in a million years did I imagine not being a Cowboy once I put on this uniform and put on this star. Through the 2 years, I guess you can say, or more, there was never a slight doubt in my mind that I wouldn't wear the star for the rest of my life.
Now, while Cowboy fans have been left wondering who would be starting under center in Dallas in 2021 and beyond, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying that he knew all along that it would be Prescott.
There was never a question that it was going to be Dak. And there was never a question that we, for that person or that quality of individual for what we are doing, that he was the guy. Never a question. And I will tell you this, if there's a human breathing that I've ever met that I'm proud that took advantage of me financially, I'm proud it's the one sitting to the right.
Jones with a great soundbite there. Now, another team that has been rumored to make a change at QB are the Panthers, who signed Teddy Bridgewater to a three-year deal last offseason. Second-year head coach Matt Rhule telling reporters yesterday that he's heard the rumors, but Teddy is still our quarterback and that nothing has changed since the start of the offseason. Elsewhere, several other teams are making changes now that the salary cap is officially set at $182.5 million for 2021, and unfortunately, those changes are in the form of roster cuts. New Orleans is parting ways with linebacker Quan Alexander and wideout Emmanuel Sanders. The Bills have released receiver John Brown and defensive lineman Quentin Jefferson. Tennessee is releasing safety Kenny Vaccaro after 3 years with the team. And the Giants have officially released starting right guard Kevin Zeitler. The frenzy is well underway, and you can stay up to date on all the latest news and signings by tuning in to Free Agency Frenzy here on NFL Network. Coverage beginning this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Hope you have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.